I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Joyce Carol Oates is an incredibly prolific author. She has published countless stories, novels, poetry, nonfiction, and more than 40 short pieces, among which is her latest work, The Other You. Her latest collection has several I found to be wonderful. I begin with the title story, The Other You. She wrote, "Bought a bookstore, mostly secondhand books. Never left your hometown on the Erie Barge Canal, upstate New York. Never wanted to leave because, why? You have family here, relatives, high school friends. Found a house just 3 blocks from the house you'd grown up in. Fact is, you failed to get the scholarship you needed to escape. So, after you graduated from the local community college, you got married. First man you believed you loved, and certainly the first man who claimed to love you. And you and your husband bought South Main Books, where you'd spent so many enthralled hours as a schoolgirl. By the time the elderly proprietor died, the stock had become primarily secondhand, waterlogged, stained, fire-scorched, heaps of books assembled onto metal bookcases with hand-printed labels. As a collector of books set in bookstores, I was hooked." Joyce continues, "Yes, there was a romance in such a place. A universe of books, a universe of souls, except, unlike souls, books endured. You could hold a book in your hand as you could not hold a soul in your hand. You could turn the page of a book, you could read." Another interesting story is The Blue Guide. A renowned professor, only named once as Leonard, returns for a visit to Italy after 40 years. He is the author of a widely admired book, The Blue Guide. To his chagrin, the city is crumbling, and most of the treasured memories were closed. Lastly is the weirdest of them all in this collection, Waiting for Kaiser. Joyce writes, "Waiting for his friend Kaiser on the outdoor terrace to the Purple Onion Cafe, Smith is beginning to be concerned. They are to meet for lunch at 1 p.m. on this day, Friday, June 9th. Smith is certain. But already it is 1:26 p.m. Time passes and another man arrives who also asks for Kaiser. Smith speaks. "You know my friend's name?" Smith is taken aback, for he is sure he hadn't yet given it. "Excuse me, were you talking about Nate Kaiser? I couldn't help but overhear." "Yes, Nate Kaiser. We're having lunch together today, Nate and me." As it turns out, both men are named Smith, both know Kaiser, both married the same woman, in addition to quite a few other coincidences. The Other You by Joyce Carol Oates is another example of her amazing and interesting and somewhat comic stories from this extremely talented writer. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!